eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to move on to Astros. Last year, we expect the Astros every year. They were the pick. They were my pick once you got into it. Didn't end up working out a year ago. Lost to the Rangers, who ended up winning the World Series. Your take on being around the Astros on a daily basis, I look at that offense, and I talk about the last 5 or 6 years, because there were a few teams that I was on where I consider the offense to be very astute, where you see guys talking to each other all the time, and they're sharing information about this pitcher and that. It's just high-level hitting, and I love to watch that. That's what really, even to this day, you want to talk the mental side of hitting and how to prepare and looking for tells for pitchers. That's right up my alley. I can talk all day about it. Mm-hmm. I've watched this team for years now. They seem to be that high intellect. When Bregman and Altuve when Correa was there, it's like they're all sharing information. They all have an idea of what they're doing. And it's a really good team. Now you throw in an Alvarez and a Tucker, two studs to that. Talk a little bit about their run last year, coming up short.
Yeah.
I know you're starting this season off with your big guy, Verlander. He's going to be in the IL to start the season.
Right.
You talked about Valdez having to maybe make an adjustment to that pitch count. How do you look the opening? How do you look at the last year's disappointment?
Yeah.
The opening of 2024.
So they got to be the team to beat again in the West, even though they did win the West last year. They tied the Rangers, but the Astros had the tiebreaker. So I think that, you know, I talked about the Yankees 97 going into 98, getting knocked out by the Indians, and then that offseason, how things just weren't right. That you did, you know, you just did not have a settled feeling about how the season went, and that carried over into 98, 99, 2000. I think you talk to the players this spring, they have that same feeling, that they felt like they left something on the table. You know, it wasn't a great season they had. They had their ups and downs. You know, this is a team that is a very, very good offensive team, especially on the road. For some reason, over this run that they've had over the last 8 years or so, they've been better road team than they have been home team. Can't really put your finger on it, or you try and fix it, but they continue to try and fix it. But I think that's what they feel right now, is that the sound that we've heard from spring training. Everybody's having a good spring training. It's been a quiet spring training for the Astros, but there's still just that little stuck in your craw a little bit, just something little there that you know, we didn't finish what we should have finished last year. It's been an incredible run. Actually, they coined it last year, the Astros did, that this is the golden age of Astros baseball. And it absolutely is. I mean, they've had good teams in the past. You go back to the late 90s, early 2000s. We had the Killer Bees and guys like that. Nothing like what they've had now. And it's truly remarkable. What another similarity between this team offensively, the Astros, and the Yankees, you know, what did the Yankees do back in the day? They didn't really beat up starting pitching. they beat up relievers, and it wasn't usually back end relievers. It was that 10th, 11th guy on the staff, because they would knock the starting pitcher out after five innings. Then you have those extra outs that we started off talking about. They weren't a high strikeout team. They were a high walk, high on base percentage team. That's what this Astros team is. In this day and age where strikeouts are just another out, that we have MVPs striking out 200 times.
Yeah.
This is not, and it hasn't been a high strikeout team. This is a team that knows their strike zone, especially guys like Bregman, Altuve. I'm sorry, not Altuve. Altuve swings at everything. But Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, Tucker, you know, Michael Brantley retired, but when he was it, these guys know their strike zone tremendously well. You know, if Bregman comes back and says that ball, even if it's called a strike, that ball's an inch off the plate. The ball was an inch off the plate.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. And that just puts that much more pressure. If you're not going to swing out of the zone, I'm only going to swing in the zone. That's that much more pressure on the pitching staff, because a lot of times your swing and misses aren't at strikes.
And I do. I think that this Astros team offensively is the most astute offense in all the game. Now, you can argue, you know, talent levels. I mean, you can go over to the Dodgers. The Dodgers say, wait a minute, we got Ohtani, Betts, and Freddie Freeman. Okay, right. Well, I can argue with you about talent back and forth, but I'm talking about just intellect, astuteness. I've always
and as a whole, a lineup as a whole, their approach is
they're
always
smart. Good. They're smart.
Make the pitchers throw strikes. You know, as simple as that seems, if you're not going to offer as a pitcher, if you're not going to offer out of the zone, man, my options are limited, especially with the way, again, we'll go back to how we started the podcast. With the way pitchers don't throw strikes now, I mean, now all of a sudden, you only have to get a few hits to score runs, because you're going to have five or six walks to go with it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hader comes over from the Padres, had another, you know, one-point-something ERA crazy a year ago. Presley's got it now.
He's not going to be the full-time closer.
Right. I would assume they're going to do a little ham and egging out in that.
Astros are extremely conservative with their players all the way around. Bregman played 162 last year or 161 last year.
Right.
He won't do that again. And nobody else probably played over 150 games. Everybody. Now they have a lot more off days than we do. They have actually 10 more off days than when you and I were playing. But even with those off days, they're going to get additional off days. You know, these guys are going to play 150 games. So there's going to be other off days, and the relievers are the same. They're not going to go. They don't like to go 2 days in a row. They'll do it, but they don't want their relievers absolutely are not going to go 3 days in a row. So there's going to be saves out there. Hader's not going to have every save. You know, Presley's going to get some saves. Brian Abreu will get some saves. You know, there's going to be other times because, you know, they kind of have the same approach that the Braves did when you were talking about the Braves and we win every year. You know, my Yankees, when we were doing our thing in the late 90s and early 2000s, we're looking at October. We're looking at September and October. I want our dudes on the mound, ready to go, healthy, sharp then. And that's all that's going on with Verlander. I didn't touch on that earlier. There's no injury with Verlander. They're just going slow. You know, the dude's 40 plus years old.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking at 30, 32 starts out of him. If they can get 25 starts out of him, they're going to be fine. And he's healthy at the end of the year, then that's success.
Maldonado moves on. Young kid Diaz takes over. How does that affect it? Is there any effect there from what you've seen from him?
Well, last year was, and even Martin knew that this was, you know, he was mentoring Yiner Diaz. And Yiner Diaz is a very talented player. Offensively, he's legit. He made some big strides last year. Now, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of an unknown, but I think with all the work that he did with Maldonado, with the Astros last year, you know, being the backup guy, not catching all that much, that was all time him just learning how the Astros attack, you know, the pitchers. You know, this is a very good pitching staff again, but very diverse pitching staff. You got guys throw a whole lot of different stuff. And, you know, we know that the Astros are one of the most analytically driven teams in Major League Baseball. So there's a lot of information that has to be gone through and decide how you're going to use it. So that's what last year was about. I suspect he's going to be just fine. But we'll have to wait and see. It's just one of those things that you really just, you can't put your finger on it because it hasn't happened yet.
And the one thing, and then we'll move on from the Astros. Give me an update on McCullers. It's like, what's going on? Is he ever going to pitch again? I have no idea. People forget, you know, you look at the rotation, it's Valdez, Javier, Urquidy, Hunter Brown, and everybody forgets. I said, and it always hits me. I go, wait a minute, where's McCullers? When's he coming back?
Middle of the season. There's no real hard date. You know, it's unfortunate because, you know, this guy has, I mean, we saw it years ago with him throwing, 24 breaking balls in a row to finish off the Yankees. He's got one of the best breaking balls, changes speeds with it, changes shapes with it. But, you know, the contract that he signed, is he going to pitch again? Well, they're going to give him every opportunity because he still has a long time left on that contract. I think two or three years after this one. So he's going to get the opportunity, but it's unfortunate because talented young man just has not been able to get on the field and get that arm right to where he can go out there and be a successful pitcher. So no real hard date right now. They're just talking about middle of the summer. We'll just have to wait and see.